NCBA for the last few years has been investigating these concerns of our producers. They're saying, look, we're seeing this product of the USA label, but what is this? And can this potentially apply to imported product? And so we investigated all of those claims. We looked for examples of those labels. We found many different versions of it in retail markets all across the United States. And then our producers brought forward policy and said, okay, look, we need to make sure that there's transparency. We need to make sure that these claims are certified. And so from that, you know, we have been working with attorneys and working with FSIS to try to identify some solutions. NCBA recently filed a petition with the Food Safety Inspection Service to actually remove that product of the USA label and replace it with processed in the USA. Now, this would apply to beef, because as it is now, any beef product that can that passes through an FSIS inspected facility can carry that product of the USA label, which means that an imported product or anything else could have that. And so we think that it's time to clarify what's actually happened with that product. And the simple fact is it's processed. Now, retailers are probably not going to like that, because it's kind of nice for them to be able to market, you know, or at least imply that this is from an animal that's, you know, spent its entire life in the United States. But rather than go back and kind of crack down on the product of the USA label itself and bring back a lot of elements of mandatory country of origin labeling and potentially trigger a trade war, we decided, okay, let's get rid of that label altogether and let's put it, let's use a process in the USA label instead. But it's a two-step process. The first thing is we have to get rid of that label. The second part is we need the Agricultural Marketing Service to work with producers and with retailers to talk about some of these process verified programs so that we can actually make sure that the claims that are going to be put on any package of beef are verified. And in order to do that, then they're going to need to compensate producers. So we see this as a trade compliant solution. You know, that's something that Secretary Vilsack asked for. And we're trying to do the prudent thing and address these concerns, but also make necessary changes. So over the next few weeks, FSIS is going to receive comments on our petition, and then they'll decide, you know, where to go from there. But this is going to be an ongoing issue that NCBA is going to lead on, and we're going to make sure that, you know, the voice of our producers is heard. And we also want to make sure that we have the best available options so that we can capture any of that demand for those origin source labels.